Happy Sabbath to everyone. I will elaborate on the Holy Sabbath day. You know, when finding the place where one can learn God's truth is like finding a gold mine. In Exodus 20, verse 8, God commands us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It was Jesus Christ who made the Sabbath and also kept it when he was on earth. God created all things through Jesus Christ, and Genesis 2, verse 2 and 3 says that God rested on the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart for a special purpose. As you know, the word Sabbath means rest. So by resting on the seventh day of creation week, God put his divine presence in it, making the Sabbath holy. God's presence is here today in spirit. Each week when Sabbath arrives, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, we are in holy time. It is God's time, not ours. Keeping God's seven-day Sabbath every week reminds us that God is the creator of all that exists, including all of humanity. It is a great joy and a great blessing. We should be thankful and grateful that God has set aside 24 hours of time every week in which we can worship him, rest, and learn his way of how we should live our life. We need this period of time in which to have a spiritual union with God. It's a time to think more about God, to worship him, and have fellowship with God's people. God's seven-day Sabbath is not to be treated lightly. For the Sabbath is both a memorial and a shadow. It is a memorial of creation and a foreshadow of the coming eternal rest that spirit-begotten Christian will enter when born into God's eternal family. The Sabbath also foreshadows or pictures the coming 1,000-year period of rest and peace for the entire world, known as the millennium. It is a type of a mini millennium. The Sabbath is a day of gladness and joy. It is a delight. It is a day to honor and worship God, a day for holy convocation and fellowship. It's a time for God's ministers to preach and expand the principles of God's living laws. Let's turn to Isaiah 58, verse 13, and I'll read part of verse 14. Isaiah 58. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. I'll read the rest later. Okay. Excuse me. So we are not to do our own pleasures on the Sabbath day. We should call the Sabbath a delight and honorable. We should honor God. We should not do our own thing. We should not speak our own words. And if we do these things, we will experience great joy. verse 13 of Isaiah 58 says, we should not even speak our own words on the Sabbath day. I remember years ago in Worldwide, when I first came in there back in the 80s, I used to be eager to talk about the things of God. But after a while, you get to know, if I go talk to that person there, he's going to talk about his car. That guy there is going to talk about the hockey game. That woman there is going to talk about her cat. So, after a while, you get to know. So I used to get to know where to go to talk to the things of God. So, there you go. Properly understood and properly observed, God's holy Sabbath day is one of God's greatest blessings given to mankind. God knew that we would need a period of rest and worship every 7 day, and this is the basic purpose for which the Sabbath was created, to rest and worship God. Each of us tends to become overly absorbed in our daily cares during the week. Our Creator foresaw this and set apart His Sabbath day so we can completely forget our daily routine and draw closer to God in study, meditation, prayer, and in fellowship with God's people. Sabbath keeping shows an attitude of simple obedience. God is looking for a willing and obedient attitude in us. God inspired Isaiah in Isaiah 66:2 to write, "To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word." We have to be thankful and grateful for God for setting aside a 24-hour precious time every week in which we can worship Him and meditate on the really important lessons of life. Also, Sabbath keeping actually pictures rest. Rest from our struggle against sin. God is especially near to us on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is holy. It is holy time because God made it and set His presence in it. You know, we could say that God is giving us a test, an examination, relevant to our entrance into eternal life in His kingdom every week. And we could ask the question, I wonder what kind of grade is God giving me? So I'll read again Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14 again. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and it will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.